So we're studying creation stories. So Genesis. And my children were asking, so Dad, what's God created and what's not God created? And Joanne's having fun distinguishing them. Like plants and vegetables, carrots. Dad, that's what God created, right? I said, yes. How about chairs and tables? That's what we made. So God didn't create them? Well, God gave us wood to create them or make them. Anything that's natural in her perception is creation of God. Anything that is man-made, human-made, is what we made. Well, I believe she'll come back to me when she's 10 and ask another set of questions. That's what Roy, who's 10, is doing. And I'm pretty sure she'll come back to me again when she's 13, 14, 18, 21. It'll probably continue until she gets her own answers. So, do you have your own answers? I do understand it is almost our nature that we seek the truth. So seeking the truth, we all want to know the truth. How about the Bible? Was that really how it was made? Or was it just a story? Why then just a story? What does it mean? Why would God put such a story in the Bible? Is the Bible really meaningful to us? Reading this, what would it give it to us? We have many, many questions. Now, next part of it is, when you find the truth, do you believe you are prepared to acknowledge and accept the truth? That's another human classic problem. Okay, you seek out the truth. Now you found the truth. Would you be willing to accept the truth? Or would you be able to comprehend the truth? So, there's a creation story. And today's lesson is about God is taking a break. I think it's good to take a break. So let us take a moment and thinking about God taking a break and what that could mean to us. That's my first thing. So the word Sabbath or Shabbat or Shabbat was used for the first time in Genesis chapter 2. When I was reading this, or whenever I read this, first thing kind of comes to my mind is that why is it not at the end of the first chapter? It sounds to me more logical. There are 6 days of creation, and the seventh day comes and God rested and moved to the next chapter. Somehow, 6 days of creation happens, chapter ends, then you move to the second chapter, it says, oh, by the way, God took rest. If you study ancient religion, there are many things that are somewhat, in a way, purer and clearer, reflecting human nature, because their lifestyle or thinking process is not so much complicated. Not that we're better than they are, but we have kind of many ways to say same thing or many ways to cover, and they kind of had a little less of that. So, in ancient religion, you see human beings trying to find, in a way, two things. One, why am I here? Very simple question. And two, what do I supposed to do? And they can only ask these questions when they have food and shelter. But these very simple, profound religious questions, spiritual questions, were asked somewhat seriously some around 4 or 5,000 BC in the land with the kingdom named as ancient Sumer or Sumerians. Why am I saying this to you is because I mentioned it last week, but Abraham most likely is from, his family is from, the last kingdom of Sumer, kingdom of Ur. And this family traveled and they landed in, settled in Egypt, another ancient civilization. These two places are very close to each other, but they developed somewhat different understanding about humanity and God, and especially life after death. In a Sumerian way, human beings are totally doomed in a way. And somehow they just accepted it. They were created to serve God, period. And after death, they go to a place that's very close to the Hades, the underworld in Greek mythology. And there's no fun and pleasure. In Egypt, they developed something that's a little better. There is paradise. You may be able to join God. But you have to pass through 21 gates of temptations. At the end, your heart has to be measured. And your heart has to be lighter than feather. Then you pass the final test. In combination of these two, somehow, there is the birth of this new religion. And very interesting thing, what I'm leading you to, is that concept of a Sabbath, God taking a break and asking people to do the same, is very uniquely in Hebrew. The people of Israel believing this particular way, this particular God. And Sabbath, taking a break. You work 6 days, take 1 day off. It sounds somewhat quite what natural to us in a way. Of course, these days, I'm hearing a lot of people are working all 7 days. But because we have a calendar that says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday, weekends, and even it's in the red color. So any red color you see on the calendar, well, you're supposed to, you know, not work. It's simple. Ancient days, they didn't have such a calendar. Matter of fact, actually, where in the ancient history do you read that people actually taking a break? An official break. You're supposed to not work, the whole household. Now, if you really think about ancient days, there are two kind of peoples. I'm really simplifying it. One, rulers, the other one, ruled. And rulers, do they need break? No, every day is break for them. Right? And what do they really do? A lot of times. Every day is their breaks. They're served. They're ruled. So if you see this way, kind of giving Sabbath is some way for the people who are being ruled. And you have the you hear the reputation of God, Jehovah, as the liberator. This is where the liberation theology came from. Liberator of the oppressed and enslaved. Somehow, there is the sense. But in the deeper than that is a real humanity or humanitarianism. In a true sense, you are important because you are an image and likeness of God, and you're supposed to treat each other equally. Just for that. The rest of it is human creation. Hierarchies, which position pays more, which position has more power, all that is, we made them. Somehow, in this rule of Sabbath, what I'm seeing this year is that God's lesson, you know, deeper than just taking a break. Taking a break is important, yes. you should take a break, a complete break. According to this, the Sabbath means to cease. To cease means what? You're not actually even thinking about your work on that day. Your mind should be completely free from that. You know, some people take a break, but they're still thinking about it. So is that a really break? Even if you're sitting at a beach, oceans in front of you, nice breeze, but your mind is still in your office. Are you actually resting? No. Even if you're at your office, you can do opposite. That's a rest. The real rest is about what your mind or your brain needs. So cease to do what you were doing for 6 days. But in the essence, making it as a rule, telling that this is actually one of the Ten Commandments, so that everybody has to observe it. Now, to whose advantage more in ancient structure? The people who are being ruled. They could take a complete break for one day. If you read the Moses, Deuteronomy, it goes even more specific. You should not even use your donkeys or cows to work. You shouldn't even cook. You have to prepare everything day before. Therefore, that day should be a complete rest. And you should do one thing and one thing only. That's remembrance of God's delivery for you from being slaves. The whole people of Israel were slaves, and they were delivered by God. But that was the connection. And the other side, what Swedenborg wants to emphasize, is that it's our journey. 6 days is our six stages, six steps of spiritual growth. You grow from being probably ignorant and in dark and chaotic to be angelic. It takes steps and stages. It begins with let there be light, the perception, acknowledgement of truth. Two, the human creation. The presence of proper intelligence, that's union of good and truth in you. And after that, God can take a break from watching over you. But until then, all these six stages, even if you are believing that you're totally deserted by God or abandoned by God, which is not true, God is more present with you than ever in these stages. And only when you are complete, only when you are fully developed, fulfilled, God would not let you go, but let you enjoy your fully complete self. That's coming with the creation of Eden. But until then, God is fully present, working very closely with you, for you, persistently. That's another side of the message. And on the seventh day, when we are fully good and fully complete, God takes a rest. And this rest is, in one way, some people think the cessation of work, so God made the world and let go of it, like clockmaker. That's where the deism came into being. But what Moses actually says in Exodus is that God was refreshed. Okay? Taking a break means being refreshed. You're refreshed means what? You are up to do another set of work. And if you read the Old Testament, the hands of God is all over until to the very last chapter. So, going back to my first question, seeking the truth, seeking the meaning. Want to understand the Genesis, want to understand why you're here, what you're supposed to do. Well, My first advice actually is take a good break. Take a complete break. In meditation, the golden thing that I'm trying to share with people that I'm teaching is that silent meditation. You know what silent meditation is supposed to do? One, two simple rules. You don't think. Two, don't fall into sleep. If you can do that for 15 minutes, that could be a silent meditation. I can tell you, it's very hard. Yes. If your mind can take a complete break, rest, in that is the true, full power of God, the day that God made it holy. So, may God bless you all in seeking and finding presence of God in your hearts. Amen.